It doesn't say much, the word cute, but that's all you could say about him when we got him. He was. The funny thing was, we didn't know he was coming. Of course, it was last summer then, so maybe if he arrived today, we would be smarter. I'm not certain. We had heard some talk. Or really, what we heard was parts of talks between my parents. Our house, which is fairly big, has a study for Father off the living room, and that's where he and Mother have their serious talks. Because the study is so close to where we sometimes are, we can often hear what they're saying. Mary Nell heard it first. She came to me, and we tried to guess what the few things she had overheard could mean. M.N. probably eavesdropped. She was like that. We didn't have much to go on.
It would be good for the other children,
was one sentence she heard, but that could have meant almost anything. The most important thing we could do was another bit, just as puzzling.
It won't be easy, especially later,
my mother had said. A probation period meant nothing to M.N. or to me. We'll cross those bridges when we get to them, Father said once, to which Mother replied,
I think we ought to cross them now.
M.N. and I were very confused. Not just for us, but for the community and the church, was the last thing M.N. had caught from Father. And then we heard nothing until dinner one night a few weeks later. It was right after Stephen Paul's third birthday, and he was sitting at the table in a regular chair for the first time. It was a sort of graduation dinner, and Stephen's high chair was in the corner to remind him, I guess, that he was now grown up. Sally Ann had been coaching him all day on his table manners, but Stephen sat at the table playing with his food and looking around and ignoring all Sally Ann's instructions. I suspect Stephen had been over-rehearsed.
We're going to have a newcomer here at dinner soon, Mother said.
Oh, said M.N., not paying much attention.
Who? Your new brother, answered my mother.
M.N. heard this. So did we all. S.A. and me. We just stared at her.
But, Mother, M.N. said, you couldn't have been all this time without our knowing. I mean,
M.N., what your mother means is that we are thinking of adopting a little boy, Father said quickly. We thought you might want to know in advance.
Having another child doesn't mean any less attention for you children, or less love, you know,
Mother said to Sally Ann.
It just means that we have so much, your father and I, that we thought we could surely spare some for one more child. There was a pause, and then M.N. jumped right in.
Well, she said, I think it's just Marvy. It's so much easier this way, isn't it, Mother?
My mother laughed. In some ways.
Four seems like a pretty good family, I said.
No one paid any attention.
How old is he?
S.A. wanted to know.
Will I be able to play with him?
He's younger than you are, dear, answered Mother. He would be younger even than Stephen.
Good, S.A. said. Then I can take care of him, too.
There is one thing, Mother started to say, that I think you ought to... But Father interrupted. Yes, he said. We wondered if you by chance had any preferences, like the color of his eyes, or hair, or skin, or shoe size, details like that.
Just as long as he can learn things, S.A. said.
It's rather more serious than that, Mother began again. We have told the adoption agency that we would be glad to have a child who was different. A little boy who might be Chinese or Negro or Mexican. Someone who might need help, and a family like ours more than other children.